crazy. They say you're gonna fix my brain, leave me in my certain pain. It doesn't matter. I'll probably get hit by a car anyway.
Meth winds down. That whole bit of intense. It was just all building up. That jazz started to get me, and then we went into that over the top surf stuff, and then the rockabilly, and then we just had to wind it down with some brack. Winding it down. Ooh, yeah. Let's get back in. Let's try and finish up my collection of stuff I wanted to play. This is the Kilaueas. New from the Kilaueas. Venus Kisses the Sea. Zombo in Your Brain. But I got to tell you some stuff, though. Zombo in Your Brain. It's got no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT in Pittsburgh. And there's Zombo's Deep Archive, playing shows from 13 years ago, Tuesdays, right here. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And let's see, we got our couch dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic, electronical music in that. Couch dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. and replaying, re-airing on 2:30 to 4:30 on Sundays on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right, let's dig something from the new Kilauea Surf album. This is Venus Kisses the Sea, and you're listening to this guy here, and you're right there. RCT. Kilaueas with Venus Kiss the Sea. It is now 3 o'clock. Do you know where your zombo's at? Right here. Right here, baby. Just because a campfire doesn't smoke or anything doesn't mean that it's out, or if it just doesn't do anything. I mean, before leaving it, you got to do these things. Okay? You drown the embers with water and dirt and stir them and drown them and then drown them again and then get a bunch of oily rags and then wipe them down and then you get a big thing of gasoline and then you pour it on there and then you make sure it doesn't catch on fire. Then you sit on it for 4 hours. That's the only way you can prevent forest fires. Go to Smokey. I call him Smokey the Bear, not Smokey Bear. I'm just a renegade like that. Only you can prevent wildfires, and that's why we're doomed. Because it's all on you. That's why we're doomed. I hope you're happy. What do we got here? Let's see. Taking care of loved ones can lead to plenty of questions, like, how the hell did I get in this situation? Fortunately, there's a place where you can get answers for them and you. Find articles, tips, and tools, and experts and fellow caregivers who have been in your place. Visit AARP for caregiving. Or is it AAARP? So it's like an automobile club for old folks. Caregiving Resource Center at AARP. Caregiving is like Avron. Avron. Brought to you by AARP and WRCT. There we go. So I got that thing with stuff out of the way. I got those things out of the way. Yeah, winding down, man. I don't know if I can make this 7 hours. I got five in. And one, two, three. Because I'm usually done at one. And that's a three-hour show. So this makes it five. So I didn't even need my other hand to do that one yet. So I don't know if I'm going to make 2 hours with these little scraps of things left. But I am going to get through the things that I have set aside to play for you for, like, you know what I might do? I might do something interesting. But then again, I may not. But I have an idea. But right now, let's finish up all the music I've collected over the past couple years that haven't fit in the theme shows. Here's a neat little rockin' number. This is Mr. Mac with Ice Cold Water, an old hillbilly rockabilly thang.
Well, I've got a date for it's really high, high. I've got the money, you pick the spot. Drink black coffee, dressed fit to slaughter. Wash my face in ice cold water. We're gonna have a good time, baby. We're gonna have a good time.
Yo, baby. Yeah, now let it go. Hey! know your baby.
All right, that was Toxic by the Surfer Jets. That's a new thing there. One more song. I have one more song, and my whole collection's cleaned up. What will happen after that? We'll find out, but let's at least clean this up. I Saw Esau by the Ames Brothers. Just a goofy thing I found that I like that you're going to hear.
Sitting on a seesaw, I saw Esau with my girl. I saw Esau sitting on a seesaw, giving her a merry whirl. When I saw Esau, he saw me, and I saw red and got so sore. So I got a saw, and I saw Esau off that old seesaw.
I was strolling in the park. I was happy as a little lark, and then I got a big surprise right before my eyes.
I saw Esau.
Esau sitting on a seesaw. I saw Esau with my girl. I saw Esau sitting on a seesaw, giving her a merry whirl. When I saw Esau, he saw me, but I saw red and got so sore. So I got a saw and I sawed Esau off that old seesaw. My girl started into laugh when I saw that seesaw right in half. Then I knew she was really mine ever since the time.
I saw Esau sitting on a seesaw. I saw Esau with my girl. I saw Esau sitting on a seesaw, giving her a merry whirl. But I saw Esau, he saw me, and I saw red and got so sore.
So I got a saw and I sawed Esau off that old seesaw. I go strolling in the park, always happy as a little lark. And from my girl he stays away ever since the day.
I saw Esau sitting on a seesaw. I saw Esau with my girl. I saw Esau sitting on a seesaw, giving her a merry whirl. When I saw Esau, he saw me, and I saw red and got so sore. So I got a saw and I saw Esau off that old seesaw. Off that old seesaw.
Did it. All done. All done. So what happens next? Well, first off, let's do, I was thinking it might be kind of nice since I did some Dick Dale and I did some Link Ray, some of the folks that really got snubbed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm going to do a couple Devo things. First off, one of the first Devo tunes I ever really fell in love with, Come Back Johnny, Devo.
Thank you.
Nice Devo cover there. That was Snowball, a Devo tune, done by probably one of the best band names ever, the Don Knotts Overdrive. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, Zombothon. And you know, I need to do some business. And when I say I need to do some business, that means business. So I have always wanted to play this tune, never had the time to do it. But if you haven't heard it before, I first heard this song when I was probably 13, when it first came out, 12 or 13, maybe 14. And just changed my life. It's pretty epic. And that's a good word for it. From the album No Pussyfootin', Brian Eno, Robert Fripp, the Heavenly Music Corporation. Dig in. Your brain. Yeah, that was quite a trip to listen to as a teenager. And just one of those deep listening things. You know, just there's nothing to do. There's no phones. You know, you can't look at watch TV. Just kind of watch the record spin around. Look at the cover. Kind of close your eyes. Nice deep listening experience. That was Frippin' Eno from the Heavenly Music Corporation. That album came out in, 77? What year? I think it might came out in 70. Maybe. Let's find out. This is going to bug me because I know that it came out a long time ago. And let's find out. I am going to concentrate and think about this. When did Heavenly... It was 73. Wowee. 73. That is a chunk of time ago. And that was the debut album by Brian Eno and Robert Fripp. And wowee. That's something. So anyhow, it is... A Zombathon has continued. That gave me enough juice. Enough juice to pick myself up and get back into doing till 5 o'clock today. I am, and you know, it's my birthday weekend. Anybody's heard the show? You know where this is going. If you know where this is going, I am going to play the rest of the show. So you can tune out now if you don't like The Fall. If you don't know who The Fall is, you might. They're my favorite band. They're John Peel, the disc jockey, famous disc jockey from London, Peel Sessions, all that stuff. His favorite band. And he said, always different, always the same. And I want to play some of my favorite Fall tunes for you. As a Zombathon, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. And let me tell you about a couple of shows here before we get to the thing here. Democracy Now! Is a national daily independent award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially agree. Ooh. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. I don't know if I want to hear people argue anymore. This whole arguing thing is just, you know, if you want to argue about it, fine. Give me a call and argue about it. But I'm going to argue about it. All right, let's see what we got here. You got a bicycle? Good, 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 good on you. All right, so you want safer streets and stuff like that? And stuff like that. Bike Pittsburgh, nonprofit organization, working on improvement conditions on the street and the sea anemones off the street, making Pittsburgh more bicycle friendly. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's program, bike-pgh.org-eieio. And what do we got here? Okay. Let's do the pressing. I did that last week. Boy, these I got to tell you, these PSAs, man, these are bummers. There's nothing fun about these PSAs. I think they purposely put these in here just to have people stop from having a good time. By the way, you having a good time? How about that global warming? Huh? Bring you back down to earth, funny man. Oh, here we go. It's a good day to... no, that's dumb. Nope, ain't going to happen. Ah, here's a classic, poison emergencies. If you, let's see here. If you, ate something or drank something, or you think you swallowed something that might be poisonous, or you took too much of something that might hurt you. What do you do? Call Ghostbusters or Poison Control Center. 1-888-222-1222. Just a bunch of eights, a bunch of ones, a bunch of twos. You'll get there sooner or later. It'll connect you to the Poison Center serving your area. Did you memorize that? No. 1-800-222-1222, a public service massage from Health and Human Services. Okay, we got that out of the way. Now... gonna wind down the Zombathon. Got about an hour and 15 minutes, and I'm gonna play my favorite band, The Fall. Here's R.O.D. by The Fall. In your brain.
Thank you. Shell Spencer's this tight. Come and hear it today and sleep for your own in multicolored shirts. It never used to console me, but now it's making me sad.
High tension line,
step down.
High tension line,
step down.
High tension line.
My shoulder, CDTI, and behind me, TDK. You have to go far for the simple and unadorned. And please excuse my words of wandering.
High tension loud,
step down.
High tension loud,
step down.
High tension loud.
Pick up the phone, no one. And I'm far too far fast for sampling. Now I just spend my time avoiding.
High attention line,
step down.
High attention line,
step down.
High attention line,
step down.
Step down.
Life is nothing more than a disposable facial tissue in a brass bin at dawn. A ticket out of notice, face imprints. And please excuse my words, I wander in.
High tension line,
step down.
High tension line,
step down.
High tension line,
step down.
High tension line,
step down. Step down.
High tension line,
step down.
High tension line,
step down.
High tension line.
Step down.
does not exist. Het eit maal avogels from Sam. Sam. Hey, Sam.
Probably like coughing up blood right there. He died pretty soon after this album or so. A couple albums, maybe. They put out an album a year since like probably 76. Came out with, they basically had like 45 members, 50 albums, and still, a lot of people still don't know who this band is. The Fall. And that was from one of their later records called Remit. And that was Hittite Man. Before that, we heard High Tension Line, Telephone Thing, and R.O.D. I am going to be playing another hour of The Fall because it is my birthday weekend. And if you, and this show, I'll be blunt with you, this show has always been about my self-indulgence. I always play stuff that I like to hear. I always play stuff that I want to play. I really don't cater much to the audience, and probably that really shows. That really shows. But that's okay. That's what this radio is all about. It's all about, you know, this side of the radio for, you know, WRCT. It is all about, it all is about the DJ. It's what we like to play. And I'm not alone in this. Every DJ here always plays with the wind here. So it's not just me. But I do get a bit tunnel vision when it comes to my birthday. I like to play a lot of The Fall, and I believe for the last 5 or 6 years, it has been like a solid 3 hours of Fall. So you're getting off easy. You're getting like an hour and a half of The Fall. And I'm just picking through a lot of my favorite tunes. This is stuff that, and you got to admit, though, I mean, if I wasn't doing this, it'd just be automation. So, I mean, folks, this is boring. Well, you know, the automation ain't much better, friends. It is not much better. Sometimes it'll be like a repeat of another show. So, in the long run, it's just me and you hanging out. If you dig the fall, that's cool. If you just want to hang out, that's cool. Just put it in the background. I shut it off. Put a fried egg on your head. Do what you want, because it's your time. I'm not gonna boss you around. I'm not the boss of you. Okay. Here's something for now. When I seen the fall live, like maybe about two or three times, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. He was a real piece of work.